It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, it's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and thank you very much for tuning in to KETR today, and thank you for listening to our outdoor show. You know, we've been doing this almost 4 years now on KETR every week, and we have had some very, very interesting folks with us. We've got an interesting guest today, Seth Vanover. We're going to visit with Seth a little bit about fishing and who knows what, and then we're going to try to go up to Texoma and get a little fishing roundup for stripers, see how they're doing up there. But I do believe Mr. Vanover is on the line. Seth, are you with us?
I be here.
You be here. Well, you be... There's thousands of people just waiting with bated breath, Seth, to hear you and I shoot the breeze a little bit. And if they listen closely to you, they might just learn a thing or two about catching fish. Down at Fork right now, let's think about crappie first. You got at Lake Fork for, well, trophy bass, catfish, and crappie. Now, the crappie bite at Fork, let's get an update on it. And then let's, I know you got at Lake of the Pines, too, for crappie, then usually later in the fall. Tell us what's going on.
Well, Lake Fork, lately we've been catching a lot of small fish. I've been catching a bunch of fish, but most of them are small. But here in the last week or so, the size is starting to pick up. Our numbers are picking up. It's just typical fall pattern. And we're finding fish in some weird areas, but the size is there. We're finding them in spots you usually don't find them in until about November. But they're already there, and we're starting to whack them.
When they're there, that's the time to reap the benefits, that's for sure. Now, Lake of the Pines is a renowned winter crappie fishery. Now, when will you shift gears? I know you've already been putting out brush piles getting ready for the winter fishing, right?
Oh, yeah. It's coming around. That's the first week of December. That's when it's going to – last year, that's when it was, December 7th last year. So usually about the first week, it just kind of depends on weather patterns. If the water gets cold enough soon, a lot of variations. But generally speaking, about that first week in December, it's game on.
Okay, good deal. Now, most people love to have fish fries even in the winter. Let's concentrate on fillets for just a minute, Seth. Now, channel cat down at Lake Fork are bigger than most lakes, truly. And they're plentiful, but not everybody knows. I dare say if we took a poll of all of our listeners that fish a good bit, you know, and just how many of them could go right now to Fork and catch a limit, myself included, it would probably be not so many. But you're there every day and you know the tips and the tricks. If you were needed to put together a fish fry of channel cat, Seth, at Fork, what would you do right now? Where would you, you know, what type of areas would you go to?
Well, this time of year, the creek bends and the creek channels that people concentrate on, really not that important. The biggest thing is if you have a couple of days to spend there, that's going to be the biggest thing because you need it's really baited holes right
mm-hmm.
now.
Okay.
If you can find a spot 25, 30 foot at the most right now, keep it baited. You're going to catch some fish.
So now baiting with soured grain, a lot of people use wheat, maize. I know you bait a lot with range cubes, and you bait very effectively because the fish are always there, you know. But will that slow down, or will it become less important baiting holes as the water gets cooler?
Actually, it becomes more important.
Okay.
The fish, you know, just like anything else, when that water cools down, the catfish, they get sluggish. They're not going to bite at the channel cat. I'm talking about blues. That's a totally different story. But the channels will get, you know, they'll get sluggish. So, but if you keep them fed, keep that food down there, keep them active, they'll keep biting.
Okay, so you bait even through the cold weather months. That's a good tip right there. Granted, the scent doesn't disperse like it does in warm water. I know studies have proven that. But
right.
It doesn't have to. If you've been baiting a spot, I mean, it's like a deer feeder or cattle coming to a trough in a sense, isn't it? You know, it's there. Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You got to keep them. If they don't have anything to hold them there, they're just gonna go elsewhere, because there's plenty of people who got baited holes. So you got to keep up with it.
That's it. Well, Seth, like always, man, we really appreciate your words of wisdom on fishing and related topics. I would like you to hook everyone up with you there on Facebook and your website if they need more information on Fork or Lake of the Pines on, you know, how they can catch them some fish.
You bet. The website is lakeforkcatandcrappie.com, or you can give me a call anytime at 903-736-4557.
Well, folks, I promised you we were going to do a little fishing roundup, and that's exactly what we're going to do right now. We're going to travel up to Lake Texoma. Guy Larry Sparks is on the dock. I hear some bells clinking out there in the background, probably a fish splashing. Larry, are you with us today, buddy?
Yes, I am, Luke.
Well, we're glad to have you. I saw the pictures that you posted there of all the stripers. This is like post-rain, after this last rain. If anything, it seemed to have turned the action on even better. Maybe it kicked off the fall bite. What's your opinion?
Well, you're 100% right on. Our water temperature's been a little high. That rain and some cooler nights. It's not cold, but the cooler nights have really, you know, we're finally dropped in the low, you know, into the 70s, low 70s, and that's really picked up our bite. I mean, the fish, I was thrilled to death. There's a lot of people kind of worried about whether we had any stripers after the floods and all that, but they're there. This time of year, they want that cooler weather. They've gone through the heat, and it's happening. This has been dang good, and I'm really proud of it.
Well, that's good, Larry. Now, folks, our guest now is Guide Larry Sparks with Sparky's Guide Service up on Lake Texoma. Larry's a regular with us, and he's with us several times a month. But, Larry, is it mostly a live bait bite right now? Are you using shad a good bit?
Most of it has been, Luke. I mean, I think the old topwater bite's just right here on us also. And as you know, little David's one of my key players out there. And we were talking sassy shad, which me and you, we did that. We had the opportunity to do that with little David a couple times. And, that's right around the corner, man. It ought to be good.
You bet. I know it will be. That's something I look forward to a lot. Well, right now, the good news is that the fall bite is kicked off. I've seen the pictures. They say the proof is in the pudding. And, you know, Larry, nothing to me is more fun than dropping. I like to catch them on sassy shads and whatnot, but I love to drop those live frisky shad down right on top of a school of 10,000 stripers. To me, that's just a whole lot of fun, you know?
Well, it is, and you know well as I do. I mean, we get those times when, you know, it's just fast, you can go down. And that's kind of what's happening. You'll get on a school of fish, and you'll catch a fire out of them. Now, they're still moving a little bit, but as the water temperature gets cooler, they'll sit there and you can just hammer them.
Exactly.
So, that's right around the corner.
That's right. Well, Larry, let's connect everyone that needs more information on striper fishing with you, sparkysguideservice.com. And folks, that's spelled SPARKYS, sparkysguideservice.com. You can go on Facebook, too, can't you, Larry, and see all
that? Yeah, Andy's put some pictures. I mean, the minute we get them, and usually Andy will have them on Facebook, and it's current. Guarantee you to be current pictures.
You bet. Well, let's leave a number that folks could give you a buzz for more information on fishing up there, Larry.
Okay, 580-916-2293.
Well, folks, we have a special treat in today's show. Mr. Whitetail, Larry Wysoon, is a good friend, and he stops by the camp pretty regular. He's got a hunting tail of a big buck in Missouri that he rattled up. Larry, thanks for being with us, man.
Luke, an absolute pleasure. Of course, this is our time of the year, and you know, I talk every opportunity we can about rattling up deer, and I know you and I both use the rattling forks that Stephen Ray's come out with, and had an opportunity here not very long ago to spend some time up in Missouri on Donald Hill's Oak Creek Ranch, a very intensively managed ranch, and unbelievable deer. Got there just about time when the rut was starting, kind of like it does here in Texas, and talked to Donald a little bit, and he said, Larry, he said, we're going to set you out today and just kind of let you roam around a little bit with one of our guys. And he said, you might want to try a little rattling. We got an area of the ranch that nobody's going to be in, so you don't have to worry about anybody interfering with what you're doing, and you know, from the safety aspect.
Right.
It hit it out there, and I mean, started finding rubs and scrapes pretty darn quickly. And the guys with them, said, Larry, we've been seeing a big buck over here. Just saw him last year. Saw him once so far this year, and I thought, well, maybe we can rattle this rascal up. Got in there and kind of started hitting the horns together a little bit to start with, just kind of tinkling together, and then reached over the tree a little bit and did a few grunts and snort wheezes, and which is a sound, which is a sound that those deer bucks make right before they fight usually, or it's kind of the most aggressive sound they make. Hit those rattling forks together really hard and started kicking the brush and kicking the ground and all that kind of thing, and looked up, and here came a buck that I'll tell you, I've rattled up a lot of bucks in my lifetime, but never, ever anything like this one. This thing had everything. He was dark horn. He was way, way outside his ears. Had typical points going in every direction. Had a point coming off the side on his left with another fork on it. Had three drop tines on his right side. And, I mean, this buck came in, and he stopped at about 20, 25 yards out there. Every hair standing on end, his eyes bugged out real big. And he was just a drooling up a storm like these rutting bucks do this time of the year. I mean, an unbelievable deer. By far, I mean, if I took the two biggest bucks I've ever rattled in and put those two together, it still wouldn't probably equal quite what this buck was.
That's something you won't ever forget. As many deer as you've taken and rattled in, that's saying something, too. I can only imagine when you're used to looking at big bucks, yes, but not monstrous-sized bucks.
I bet
the hair on the buck was standing up, but your hair was probably standing up on the back of your neck, too, Larry, when that big thing came in that close, man, you know?
It was. We were very fortunate. I had Jake Johnson, who's also, happens to be my cameraman, but also one of my grandsons.
Yep.
Jake was filming, and then when the deer finally left, I ended up not shooting because the guy that I was with said, Larry, we got another deer that we're going to try to get on, but you know, that's the biggest deer I've ever seen rattled up. And I looked back at Jake, and he was smiling and going, I got him.
So boy.
We'll have him on our DSC's Trailing the Hunter's Moon this coming season on Sportsman Channel.
You bet. Right now, Larry, when can people tune in to Trailing the Hunter's Moon?
Our show right now airs Saturday mornings at 8:30 in the morning on Sportsman Channel. We'll do so until the last weekend of December, then the last Sunday of December, we go to year-round, and the show will be airing at 9:30 p.m. on Sunday evenings.
That's awesome. Awesome. Well, we're just about out of time. Folks, you can listen to Larry every week right here with us at our Campfire Talk, and then tune into the Trailing the Hunter's Moon the same just right after that. Larry, thanks a lot for being with us, and we're going to get you back again real soon. How about it?
My pleasure, Luke.
Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and I really appreciate you tuning in each week. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Rhino Steel Buildings, Margaret Holmes, and Glory Brand Seasoned Canned Goods, Hunter Supply, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, the Texas Deer Association, R&L Air Gun Supply, Smoke in Tex, Electric Smokers, Air Guns of Texas, and Sun Optics USA. Make sure and tune in this time next week. We're going to have some more fun talking hunting and fishing.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.